Section 16. Thou shalt offer up thy sacraments upon my holy day. Reading assignment, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 59. Bible Dictionary, Sabbath, pages 764 through 765. From the earliest times, God has commanded His children to keep the Sabbath day holy. See Bible Dictionary, Sabbath, page 765. In our dispensation, the Lord has again emphasized the importance of the Sabbath. The Lord has said, Thou shalt go to the house of prayer upon my holy day. Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verse 9. Why do you think it is important to meet together to worship God on the Sabbath? What can you do to prepare yourself for Sunday meetings? Why is it important to partake of the sacrament each week? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verse 9, 3 Nephi, chapter 18, verses 6 through 7. Read Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verse 10. What does it mean to rest from our labors? How does resting from our labors show our devotion to God? What blessings does the Lord promise to those who keep the Sabbath day holy? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verse 9, verse 13, and verses 15 through 17. How does observing the Sabbath help us receive a fullness of joy? Page 11. Scripture chain the Sabbath day. Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 through 11. Isaiah chapter 58, verses 13 through 14. Mark chapter 2, verses 23 through 28. Mosiah chapter 18, verse 23. Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verses 9 through 13. End of section 16. Thou shalt offer up thy sacraments upon my holy day. Scriptures relating to topic number 16. Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verse 9. And that thou mayest more fully keep thyself unspotted from the world, thou shalt go to the house of prayer, and offer up thy sacraments upon my holy day. 3 Nephi, chapter 18, verses 6 through 7. 6. And this shall ye always observe to do, even as I have done, even as I have broken bread and blessed it, and given it unto you. 7. And this shall ye do in remembrance of my body, which I have shown unto you. And it shall be a testimony unto the Father, that ye do always remember me. And if ye do always remember me, ye shall have my Spirit to be with you. Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verse 10. For verily this is a day appointed unto you to rest from your labors, and to pay thy devotions unto the Most High. Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verse 13 and verses 15 through 17. 13. And on this day thou shalt do none other thing, only let thy food be prepared with singleness of heart, that thy fasting may be perfect, or in other words, that thy joy may be full. 15. And inasmuch as ye do these things with thanksgiving, with cheerful hearts and countenances, not with much laughter, for this is a sin, but with a glad heart and a cheerful countenance. 16. Verily I say that inasmuch as ye do this, the fullness of the earth is yours, the beasts of the field and the fowls of the air, and that which climbeth upon the trees, and walketh upon the earth. 17. Yea, and the herb and the good things which come of the earth, whether for food or for raiment, or for houses, or for barns, or for orchards, or for gardens, or for vineyards. Scriptures relating to the scripture chain, the Sabbath day. Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 through 11. 8. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 9. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. 10. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son nor thy daughter, thy manservant nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. 11. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Isaiah chapter 58, verses 13 through 14. 13. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words. 14. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Mark chapter 2, verses 23 through 28. 23. And it came to pass that he went through the cornfields on the Sabbath day, and his disciples began as they went to pluck the ears of corn. 24. And the Pharisee said unto him, Behold, why do they on the Sabbath day that which is not lawful? 25. And he said unto them, Have ye never read what David did, when he had need, and was hungered, he and they that were with him? 26. How he went into the house of God in the days of Abiathar, the high priest, and did eat the showbread, which is not lawful to eat, but for the priests, and gave also to them which were with him. 27. And he said unto them, The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. 28. Therefore the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. Mosiah chapter 18, verse 23. And he commanded them that they should observe the Sabbath day and keep it holy, and also every day they should give thanks to the Lord their God. Refer again to Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verses 9 through 13. End of the scriptures relating to topic number 16. End of topic 16, Thou shalt offer up thy sacraments upon my holy day.